Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, as I told you before in many shows, I had dealt with atrocity, a very serious, I was a victim of a serious criminal matter that was so sick that it altered my life in a lot of ways, but it made me more aware of who I am and what I am. For 19 years, since I moved to 2000, maybe land in 2001, 2002, I dealt with this deranged, mentally ill, black African-American people living in my apartment building who were stalking me simply because I wanted to be a celebrity or jealousy. And there were other Latin, Latinos and whites who they hung out around with. When I say this, it was so deranged. First of all, you know, in the society, nobody who's rational go and stalk someone 18, 19 years because you think they're going to be a celebrity. You know, there are crazy people who would do that. Those people should be locked in the hospital. They're dangerous. You know, you hear about, you know, I hear about all the stalking with people who are in the news who are stalked by crazy people. I'm no exception. I had some people who stalked me simply because I moved into a home, and they were jealous of me moving in a home, and they thought they were going to be with me and be my lover. I have no attraction. These are cocaine addicts on Vogue or wherever they are. These are drug traffickers. I don't hang out with people like that. I don't know them. And they said it out their mouth that they heard me talking about moving to a home 18 years ago, 19 years ago. And I have no attraction. And I don't even know them. I was not their friend. I did not hang around them. And they stalked, continued to come. And they came over to my house a mile away and still stalking me to this day. I hope that they can get to the hospital. These people are dangerous. I have tried to get these people locked up. I mean, they may have moved from Vos. They may be living on my apartment where I live, or may be living on the street where I live. I believe they have moved over to where I live. The obsession doesn't make sense because I'm never going to be with them. I think the other ulterior motive was because they were jealous. They didn't want me to see me succeed. As I told you before in these previous podcasts, I had to be careful who I'm with, who I hang out with. I have to be very careful. These people are crazy. Now, I'm going to mention, first of all, when I was young, I learned who to hang out with and not hang out with by observation with people in my neighborhood who I did not want to deal with. I saw them doing illegal things. I came from the inner city, so I moved on to California. Now, when I moved to California, I wanted to start a new life and start to do something better for myself. Now, I think I probably had to move, and I'm probably going to move again. I don't want no crazy person coming over to my home or coming thinking they're going to be said into my business and so on, and I don't even know them. I had to call the LAPD because I think these people are dangerous. They don't even know me, and they're stalking me. Looking at the victim, what they're going to do, try to do something to me for no reason. You know, black-on-black crime is a bit of what these stereotypes happen. These African-Americans were living in the neighborhood who were doing illegal things and can't mind their business. Mind your business means you have a mental problem or you are a criminal. Something wrong with you. So I don't know them. Something wrong with them. If it's because of the music that's been put, I'm not necessarily a big celebrity. It's been a long time. Move on. I don't know what they're coming over here for. There's no future. I don't know. Move on. Get their own home. They could have done something if they were rational, but they're not rational enough or well enough to understand reality. I don't hang out with people like that. I mentioned black-on-black crime. You don't go by somebody's skin color to target someone, especially if you don't know them. And one of them was angry 18, 19 years ago because I ignored them. I ignored them because I thought they were dangerous. I don't even know them. I hope that I had to call the LPD. I had to be very careful. I studied a little bit with psychology. One reason was because of this experience, her experience of living next door to a dangerous person, because sociopaths are dangerous. These people are dangerous. They're looking for a victim. I do believe they have criminal records. They have mental health issues, definitely. If you're stalking me 18 years, you have a serious mental problem, and they're doing some illegal drugs or something. But this is the process of what I learned when I was young. I don't want to hang out with anybody from my past who's dangerous, or anybody. I mean, you let people live. And I don't want to deal with somebody 18, 19, still coming over here thinking that I'm some opportunity to take advantage or hurt or to undermine. And it's all about one reason, two, three reasons. This obsession that they're going to live with me or love me, be in marriage, that's a sign of a stalker, a dangerous person. That's not going to happen. I don't have no attraction to somebody like that. Two, they're jealous because I'm going to law school or home. They can do the same thing. They can move on. That's no excuse. That's crazy. That's a mental illness that requires a police involvement. These people are capable of doing something serious harm. Well, they should not be walking the streets doing this. They're being probably involved in something illegal. I know. They're probably drug traffickers, drug dealers, cocaine addicts. I don't hang out with that. Prostitutes, I don't hang out with some crazy stalker. I don't hang out with somebody like that. They admitted that there are people in my home. I don't know. That's delusional, okay? They can't do that. Nobody can do that and be allowed to walk the streets because you can go to prison. But I don't like, I complained about it to the point of no return to the LAPD, that these people need psychiatric help and need to be under investigation if they can't stop coming over here. You know, the thing is with stalkers take no for an answer. Even though, the person, the object of their desire of stalking is not going to be with them. And I'm the object of their stalking, their desire. I'm not going to be with them. Why? You want me to be a tragedy? You want me to give up? You want me to move from my home? That's not something you do. You keep coming over here 18, 20 years ago. That includes people who I did know. If I knew somebody in the past or hardly know and haven't seen them in 30, 20 years, they're like a stranger. I ain't going to hang around them either. And that's why with my life, my life's work or what I want to do, I think I can't come hang out with somebody who has a serious mental illness. I can't work with people with mental health. And that's another thing. They kept saying I'm gonna be their leader, work with mental health. That's not going to happen. That's a delusion. I know they're going to get put in jail or in a mental hospital sooner or later. They're going to do something bad to. I'm trying to make sure they don't try to hurt me or do something wrong to me because of their illness. And, and these people are dangerous. They're out there outside talking about getting Social Security numbers and looking up statements and getting information about me or somebody, and I think that's ID theft. They're dangerous. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, you don't do that to somebody you don't know. That's crazy. I was going to call a SMART team of people who are mental health who come and put seriously mentally disturbed people in the hospital. I think these people need it if they spend 18 years coming over here and they don't know me. Simply because I lived in an apartment building or I worked at a center or they saw me in the past. I was not their friend, okay? This is not a joke or for me to criticize. This is serious. When I say serious, somebody, I could get my life could be in jeopardy or get hurt by somebody with a mental health issue or a criminal background or for some ulterior motives. I mean, it really is insane, what I call it. This person should have been on medication, and they should have gotten help with, locked up to learn how to stop stalking people. You don't stalk somebody who you don't know. And I believe they're being told that. What they said, it was either an African-American woman or a transvestite. I have no attraction to no transvestite. Not in this lifetime. Greg roast me out. Listen, I have respect for transvestite. I have respect for all people. I'm liberal, meaning I'm very open-minded. I do not discriminate against anybody of color, creed, or whatever. It has to do with these people don't know the difference between right or wrong. These people go by color. We don't go by color of skin when you're dealing with strangers or people. Okay? We go by if you know them directly. It's not about on the outside. It's about if you know them or what's on the inside. These people's characters are not, these people don't have the capacity to stop doing illegal things. They have no morals. That's why they have criminal records and they're dangerous. They own Haskell Shermerway as we speak. And as far as the black woman, I have no trust to her or to the Latin man coming over here. And, you know, they were out there saying they were having these people come over here to press my buttons to stalk me. But, I mean, I don't hang around with these type of people. These people are dangerous. I'm not involved in no criminal behavior. I'm not no drug addict. I don't participate in any drugs, dealers. I don't deal with that stuff. And they still come over here 20 years later. Then they were mentioning about where I worked in the center. That's over. That center, I haven't been there almost 20 years. They still mention what happened 20 years ago? I hope that the SMART team and the police can get involved, too, because this is serious. Nobody goes and stalks me for 20 years or come over here 20 years ago because obsessed, because they be a celebrity. Obsessed fan need to be locked in the hospital. I don't know why they're obsessed, because they're not my friend. They're not going to buy my record. They're just trying to undermine me. What it has to do with, they don't want to see me seen in music. One of them still is upset about what happened almost 20 years ago about with a jam band that was not a group professional. We didn't have no contract, okay? I was wanted to be in the business, but I don't know why he's mentioning something that happened 20 years ago. If he won a group or his psychosis about that group and the leasing or whatever, he could get another band. That man needs to go to the institution, okay? And the other side effects of all this by putting it, speaking about it, complaining about it, is that these people are so deranged and so cunning. They try to put it out on me that I'm the one who's deranged. I'm not deranged because I don't go around stalking some stranger I don't know in the neighborhood and follow them to a home who simply because I don't know or stalks. I don't go around stalking other people because I'm jealous of them or go by, oh, it's a black, this black culture. You know, oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Blatcher are mentioning a role model. I do not, I'm not a role model to them. I try to be respectful of all people, black, white, and brown, who do go for dreams. And, yeah, but I'm not going to come around them and harass them or stalk somebody because I'm rational. But I dealt with somebody who I don't know or who saw me in a neighborhood 20 years ago and keeps stalking me around with ulterior motives because they don't want me to succeed. That is crazy and insane. For me, I suffered an atrocity. I suffered an atrocity. It was one of the most painful, traumatic experiences of my life, coming across a deranged person. And I know this happens to people who are very famous. I'm not that famous, okay? I just have a few records. But those people, you know, who made it, they have lots of money. They have lots of fans. So they can deal with it. I can't deal with it. I don't have no protection. I don't have no security guard. I don't have that power. Okay? I got a few records out. Yeah, I have some fame. There's no reason for someone to stalk me since I'm waiting to see I'm going to be a celebrity or don't want me to see me succeed for no reason because I don't want to be a do what they want or angry because I don't want to I didn't let them be a lead singer. That's insane. That's psychosis. They need a psychiatrist. They need a prison, perhaps. What they're doing is criminal. And I have to be careful who I hang around with for the rest of my life. Whether I go further from with my music or wherever I do, education, whatever, I have to make sure I don't have no stalkers around me. I have to make sure I don't have people next door to me stalking me. I have to make sure I live in an area where it's safe. The effects of this situation of the stalking took a toll on me at first because I didn't understand it. Because I was never going to be attracted or be with somebody who's that deranged or obsessed. I mean, I lived in a building, 18, 19 years ago, and they lived in the same building, a sociopath next door to me who can't mind their business, who got a psychosis, who got a mental problem, or across the street and then stalked 20 years later. Or somebody next door to me simply because they don't like my religion or they lost control of their lives, they have mental problems, and putting it on me, the fall guy, because they can't get their act together. That's crazy. Everything I just said don't make sense. I'm trying to keep myself safe because I ain't going to do that to nobody. I hope that, when I mention black crime, blah, blah, you know, most black people are not criminals. I didn't come across the good black people who mind their business. I came across some of the most dangerous. And I'm not going to jeopardize my life. See another black person, if they're going for the lottery or they want to be a star or whatever, I ain't going to get in their way and try to prevent them from succeeding because I'm not a sociopath. But these people are trying to stop me because they don't have the capacity to understand that. Or white or whatever. I don't hang around with, I don't go by color or skin, I go by character. I ain't going to hang around with no dangerous white or Latino or black or whoever who does crazy things. Or hurt people, or commit crimes. These people don't have that capacity. And I'm wondering why the LAPD and the community of LA don't put these mentally ill homeless and these mentally ill deranged people locked up. It makes it unsafe. That's where the insanity is. I guess I became a victim, and for me, you know, the effects of what I went through, I had to get care if I had to work on myself, therapy, all kinds of things to protect myself so I can think clearly from being stalked by some crazy person. And I'm not making this stuff up. I don't know what the criteria is. And people will respond to what I say by saying, they don't believe it, they don't see it. Of course, they don't see it. The stalker is very cunning. They come over here when I go outside. I go outside just to walk at night. Because I go out at night because my skin bothers me because I can't go out and see. I need to go out and get that 20 minutes. Now I have to be careful walking at night. You know, you don't do that to people. I suffered horrific experience. But what I need to do is just be careful. I stay close, hang out with the right people, try to be rational, be careful. Boundaries and be in a safe area and with people who are safe. I mean, I have somebody who's in love with me who don't know me. They're not going to never be with me. Here's the other situation. The one in front of the center, they said they need a leader. They want to be a leader, won't they go and go over there to that San Francisco center and be a leader? No one can do it for them. That's the answer. Look into the mirror. That's their problem. How if they can get a psychiatrist? If they can't, you better be careful. because it is no excuse to stalk or harass somebody simply because they can't do, cause, or me, to harass me because I won't do what they want. I won't be their case manager or something. That's not what I got a degree for. They were angry because I was going to school. That's jealousy. I mean, what I'm talking about is dealing with insanity by some very sick individuals who should have been put in jail and so on. I suffered atrocity. The system failed me in not pulling these people locked up. Protect myself. I had to be careful who I'm with, but I have to continue to live my life. I can't stop being a musician. I can't stop going for my dreams because these people want me to stop. That's what they want. I mean, I have to be safe. And I respect other people around me. I really do. I really do. I respect others. But these people don't have the capacity. They need somebody to get involved. Because I don't want to end up being on the front page news that my life was taken by a deranged stalker or criminal simply over 20 years simply because they're jealous or because they can't get their way. One day at a time, keep safe. And safe to those who are victims of stalkers like me, therapy is a good thing to get help with. Also, you know, other places. Some people said restraining orders. I did that so many times. It's on my law school. I was looking at the thing. So many restraining orders. I am trying to move out of my area so I can be safe, because I don't want to be the next Rebecca Schaefer. That was somebody, but that's a big superstar actress who was murdered by a stalker. I don't want to be that. Those are famous people. I'm sort of a little bit famous, but not in that regard. If I do go further up, I'm going to make sure I don't be the next victim. I don't want to be the front page news of my life taken and people. I'll say, oh, we didn't know. Better safe before it's too late. Keep my life safe. Good day, good night from Dove Night.